This is the Composer's Datebook for May 17th. I'm John Zek. While many great composers have also been great conductors, this tends to be the exception rather than the rule. On today's date in 1959, the American composer Ned Roram tried his hand at conducting the first performance of one of his own compositions, a chamber suite entitled 11 Studies for 11 Players. Roram recalled, "I learned that the first requisite to becoming a conductor is an inborn lust for absolute monarchy, and that I, alone among musicians, never got the bug. I was terrified. The first rehearsal was a model of how not to inspire confidence. I stood before the 11 players in all my virginal glory and announced, 'I've never conducted before, so if I give a wrong cue, do try to come in right anyway.'" Fortunately for Roram, his 11 musicians were accomplished faculty at Buffalo University, and despite his inexperience, Roram certainly knew how his new music should sound. Roram's suite incorporated a few bits recycled from pieces he had written for a successful Broadway hit, Tennessee Williams' Suddenly Last Summer, plus a bit from an unsuccessful play entitled Motel that never made it past a Boston tryout. Roram's own tryout as a conductor convinced him to stick to composing, although he's proven to be a fine piano accompanist for singers performing his own songs. As for 11 Studies for 11 Players, since its 1959 debut in Buffalo, it's gone on to become one of Roram's most often performed chamber works, and in 1967 was even choreographed by Martha Graham as a ballet entitled Dancing Ground. For more on the life and music of Ned Roram, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.